This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday, friends. Whether it's 7 a.m., good morning, God bless you, it's 7 in the morning. Maybe it's 11:45, you're heading out to lunch. You've tuned in on our sister station here on the radio. That's 1510 AM, and it's three FM stations, 99.9, 94.7. My friends down in South County there, 100.7 FM. You are going to hear 15 words today, or 15 minutes today of the Word of God. We're tuning into His frequency to see what God's got to say to us today. We're looking at what's gone down in history as the worldly church. But as I mentioned in the introduction yesterday, these things are hard to find modern application to. For instance, the Lord Jesus reprimanded this church for following the ways of Balaam. Or was it He commended him for not? But the ways of Balaam. How can you do that today? A. B. Do you know what it is? Or how about you follow after the deeds of the Nicolaitans? We don't even know what that is. You ask 100 theologians, you'll get probably 15 or 20 different things. We have to go back and see what the early church fathers believe. It's a mystery. So it's like, well, this doesn't apply to me. All right. How do you know today whether or not you are in a worldly church? The same church the Lord Jesus Christ reprimanded strongly the pastor, where He says to him, repent or else. What are some of the ways for you to tell, for you to know whether or not you are attending a worldly church? That's where we're going with this message. If you'd like a copy of it, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll send you the link. The link's uploaded to. If you go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, you'll find the link up there, uploaded on Monday, the whole link. You can right-click the link and download it to your computer, whatever you'd like to do. We're in the middle of the Lord's seven letters to the seven churches. Now let's hear the next part of this message, the worldly church. Now, as history has it, Antipas was burned alive in a bronze kettle. That's how this man died. Burned alive in a bronze kettle for not denying his Savior. Reminds me of last week and Polycarp, right? For 86 years have I served Him. He's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. By the way, could you do that? Could you be this cool? I'll tell you what, this comes from the fires of affliction, this attitude. Matter of fact, I scrap what we're going to look at next week because it's time to preach one of my all-time favorite sermons. It's called The Winning Mindset. It fits perfectly right here. What do these guys have that we don't have? How did they do this? How did Polycarp, 90 years old, say, I am not bowing a knee to the emperor? Or this man here, however old that he was, Antipas means against everything. What gave this man the strength to say, I will not do it? What do they have that we don't have? That's what we're going to look at next week. We talked here in Sunday school on the loins of your mind.
How do you do that? How do you get the mindset of King David, who walk up to someone 9 foot six and say, "You offend me," or literally, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who defies the armies of the living God?" That's where you take 1 week interlude. Look at that next week, the winning mindset. How can I have a mind like David? Or like the Apostle Paul, who said, "We are more than conquerors through him that loved us." How can I do that? How can I always get this victory? That's what we're going to look at next week. Here's more on this worldly compromising church. What did he mean that Satan lived there? Well, this probably refers to the great temple of Asclepius, a pagan god of healing. See, they were obsessed with healing in Pergamos. Here in this city was a giant serpent overlooking the city. Perhaps that's what Jesus meant when he says Satan lives here. Everyone worshiped this serpent. Again, notice he doesn't say you did not deny your faith, but he says you did not deny my faith. Why is that? Well, I would say that your faith is not your own. Your faith is a gift. Your faith is a gift from God. It's not your own. You didn't decide one day you were going to receive Jesus Christ. Your faith has been given to you as a gift. Where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. "For it's by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast." You did not decide one day you were going to receive Christ. Your faith has been given to you as a gift. It's a gift. That's why Jesus said, "You do not deny my faith." The faith of Jesus Christ has been deposited in every one of you. You'll find that in the Bible in Romans 3:22 and Galatians chapter 2, verses 16 and 20. And the King James only, and you will see that the faith that you have is the faith of Christ, not your own. So I believe this is what he means when he says, "You did not deny my faith." We won't go deeper in that now. That's not what we want to do here today. We want to look at what in the world happened here at this church. What in the world happens if you find yourself in a worldly church? How can I tell if I'm in a worldly church? This is what we're looking at here today. Okay, so they're commended for their works, even in the most difficult place, and they have not denied the faith of Christ. Verse 14, here's their one thing they lack. Starts with a but. "But I've got a few things against you, because you have there those that hold to the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast the stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." All right, so what on earth is the doctrine of Balaam? Now, Balaam had been guilty of counseling King Balak to cause Israel to sin through intermarriage with heathen women and through idol worship. You can read more on that in Numbers, chapters 22 through 25, if you want to read more, and chapter 31. Intermarriage with heathen women was a problem in Pergamos, where any social contact with the world also involved the worship of idols. So if you were going to marry outside of a believer, you were going to marry someone that walked into the place with the big serpent head there, and it was going to be Jesus plus, Zeus, Asclepius, Athena, whoever it was going to be. You cannot mix Jesus Christ with anyone. That's idolatry. Paul said no idolater will ever see the inside of heaven. The story of Balaam goes all the way back to the talking donkey in the Old Testament, Numbers chapters 24 and 31. Now, this evil king, Balak, tried to hire a prophet to curse Israel. God wouldn't let him do it. So Balaam, the prophet, had to come up with another way to take Israel down. And his way was to have the Jews marry those that were not part of the faith. That's funny. That's the same problems that face Christians today. When your child or friend says they want to marry someone that's not a believer. When Paul says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? What part has a believer with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And this is what's happened here. Same as what's happened to the wisest man who ever lived, too. You want to turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 11? 1 Kings 11:1. Now, King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, Hittites, Mosquito bites. From the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love. Verse 3. I'm in 1 Kings 11:3. And he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods. And his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after. You see, people try to water this down and say, oh, it wasn't him. It was his wives. No, Solomon did this. Look, this is the equivalent of Billy Graham, before he dies, building a temple to Satan in Asheville, North Carolina. That's the equivalent of this man doing this. God says, don't intermarry or be together with unbelievers, whether it's in business or in marriage, because they will bring you down. He goes on here. Verse 5, Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and did not fully follow the Lord like his father David did. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill east of Jerusalem. And he built a temple there for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he did likewise for all of his wives, too, who burned incense and sacrificed to their God. Can you imagine that? I mean, how many temples did this guy build? He must have spent half of his life building temples to Satan.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.